This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. United Nations nuclear inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement it'll be injecting uranium gas into centrifuges at its Fordow site. It is another step away from the six-nation Iran nuclear agreement, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Mexican investigators say they've arrested a suspect in the killings of 9 American women and children in the state of Sonora. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reports on the slayings.
Mexico's foreign minister has visited what's thought to be the scene of a deadly ambush on U.S. citizens. 9 women and children were killed in the bloodiest attack on Americans in Mexico in years. Others were found in a second car around 11 miles away, and the body of a third woman was found near the state border between Sonora and Chihuahua. On Tuesday, Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said there will be justice.
That's why we're here at this time, to be at the scene and to later have a meeting. The objective is for this indignation to be backed up by the law, for there to be justice.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters who filed that report. More news at voanews.com from Washington.